listeners, welcome back to another episode of Inside Outlook. This is episode 49, and we're doing a Tamasha recap with members of Bangra. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host today. And please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Hitvi. I'm the president of Binghamton Bangra.
Hi, I'm Ria. I'm a co-captain of Binghamton Bangra.
And I'm Monishka, and I'm also a co-captain of Binghamton Bangra.
All right, so could you guys please summarize what Bangra is? What did you guys do for Tamasha? And, you know, like, how was the whole experience?
So Bhangra is a style of dance. It's a folk dance that originated in Punjab, India. And so us as a team, we perform off campus, on campus. We're a competitive team. And for Tamasha, we had one of our performances. It's actually our biggest performance on campus. And yeah.
Yeah, we were invited this year and pretty much almost every year by ISU to perform. And Tamasha, like, essentially is just a show that ISU puts on. And you can be a part of other dances. And yeah, we were invited by them.
So how was your experience, like, going through choreography for the performance? You know, did the theme of Tamasha this year affect any of it? Or did it influence and change the choreography in any way?
We started making our choreography over the summer. And basically, Tamasha just shows all of the work that we've put in from the beginning of the semester. We aren't really affected by the theme, like, based on our choreography and stuff like that. We create our own choreography over the summer, and then we just stick to that.
I guess the only thing to add is, like, we just add the Barbie or, like, whichever theme component to our, like, video that we usually make every time. So it's like a promo video that ISU plays before we go up. So with that video, we usually put Barbie or, like, whichever theme it is at the end. So this time is actually funny. We put Barbie doing Bhangra at the end, and that transitioned us into our performance.
Or you mentioned that you guys make the choreography over the summer. Where do you guys draw inspiration from that? And, like, what's your creative spirit that comes out?
I guess where we draw our inspiration from, we definitely, like, are inspired by a lot of the other competitive teams, like the bigger teams that are across the country. So, like, Cornell Bhangra is one. What else? Like, Virginia Tech is one, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Like, these really big teams that have been competing for and have had teams, like, a lot longer than ours has been in existence for. I feel like that's pretty much where. Over the summer, Ria reached out to me to help her with everything. And I think just the process of being able to work together with her, I don't know, I love this team. I've been on it. This is my third year on it. And to be able to, like, contribute the way that I was able to contribute, like, it just means a lot. And getting to being able to work together with her, like, we could bounce ideas off of each other. And it was a fun process to be able to put everything together.
Yeah. So I've also been on the team for 3 years, and I feel really honored to have been, like, considered captain from last year's U-Board and the team. And I think what we just wanted to do with this year's choreo was, like, as Monishka was saying, based off of the teams that we saw last year when we went to Cornell, was we wanted to make it more of, like, a competitive competitive choreography. And so I knew that I would not be able to do that alone, based on how complicated the steps can be, how many formations there are. It just, like, is a whole new level. So I knew Monishka's a very talented dancer and a very capable dancer. And just, like, we both have had really great ideas. And I feel like I would not have been able to do that alone, for sure. So I feel like us working together to come up with everything, and also looking at what other teams have done, like, that's really just what has helped us make the choreography that we have right now.
Yeah, also a funny story is that so our last song is a mix, and it's, like, Atkarwati and Chunli. Those are the two songs, and they're mixed together. And I found it on YouTube, and I fell in love with it, listened to it all the time, was obsessed with it. And Ria had some other ideas of what to do for the finale. Chauffeur was one of them.
Yeah.
And I texted Ria every single day.
Every day.
For, like, weeks to be like, can we do Chunli? Can we do Chunli? Can we do Chunli? And then finally she said yes.
Yeah,
she agreed. And she was like, low-key, I think we should do Chunli. I was like, what I've been saying. And so, yeah, now we're doing it, and it's, like, a nightmare of a song to choreograph and do formations. No, it's just so
complicated. It's a great song. It's just really complicated.
It's just so complicated. But and it's, like, I think it's my favorite song of our mix this year.
For,
like,
sure.
It's so epic. Like, I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah.
And so I'm really happy that we did that.
Yeah, no, it just goes to show that, like, we really have just been putting in the work 50-50 to make this.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, you know, as much, obviously, as a pain it is for choreography, I know everyone on the team would agree that it's probably, like, the best mix as it has ever been. Like, you know, of course, we try every year, like, as of course, as captains, we try every year, they try every year to, like, you know, kind of get improve as a team, because obviously we have been getting bigger as a team also post-COVID. And I know, like, there has been different versions. Like, last year when Tobin was a captain, he tried to incorporate both like hip-hop and Bhangra, and this year it's like that but just more with like Chun-Li as a mix and like in the mix and everything.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that I feel like I was also inspired by last year's mix with Tobin. He did an amazing job, especially doing like some of it, so much of it as like, you know, him being captain. Like, I didn't realize that you can have like, you can incorporate other genres of dance into this dance because it is like folk, it is traditional. And 2 years ago when Maima Patel was our captain, it was more traditional, and I thought that's what it was supposed to be. Mm. And I really loved the choreography then. And so last year with Tobin, I realized like, oh, you can like add hip hop, like you can add other things into the mix. It doesn't have to stay traditional. So I feel like this year we tried to incorporate both, where it's like traditional and hip hop. I don't know, just like other stuff too.
Yeah, we're really, it's just, we just keep growing each year and improve each year. And like, yeah, next year is gonna, with Just Meet, that's gonna be even better.
Oh, Just Meet the core.
She's gonna kill it.
Yes, our new captain, she's gonna do amazing, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think this will definitely come up, I guess, in the conversation later also, but this definitely adds to, like, you know, because this is the first year we've had, like, two co-captains, so it definitely adds to, like, the team being, like, you know, like, the choreography is amazing, the formations are amazing, everything is a level up.
And I also think, like, captain is not an easy job to do by yourself.
Not at all.
I don't know how Tobin, Maima, Deepa, I think, was before. I don't know how they did it by themselves.
Yeah.
Truly,
truly,
like,
I know.
And I just think, like, having another person, like, you got more critical thinking. There are ideas that I had, and Rhea was like, no. There are ideas that Rhea
had,
and I was like, no. And, like, I don't know. It's just so much better, I feel like, to have another person there to be able to bounce your ideas off.
Checks and balances.
Checks and balances for real. For real.
So, are each of you dancers, like, as a background? Have you guys been dancing for a long time? Do you want to go into that a little bit?
So, Hithi and I don't have that much background in dance for both of us. Yeah. I think we both started dancing Bhangra when we got to college. As for me, I did like Bollywood dance since like fifth grade or something. My mom put me into it.
I think same. Like, I really haven't. Maybe I've had like a dance class in my like middle school a few times, but that's about it. And I know for a fact because we see Tobin like here and there sometimes. And every time he sees me, he's like, oh, I see so much growth, because I am truly like appalled of how like Mama took me, because I also joined the same time as Rhea and Monishka, and when I look back, I'm like, wow. I was not good at all.
But it's
not...
okay, we love improvement. We
exactly.
love improvement.
Yeah. I do have a lot of dance experience. I've been dancing since I was like 3 years old. I grew up classically trained in Kathak. It's a North Indian dance style, so I've been doing that my whole life. And then I also, like, in high school took some like tap classes. I also did that a little bit in college, and then like jazz, a little bit of ballet, and then also actually my freshman sophomore year I was on Musti, so I also have done Bollywood, Bharatanatyam, all that other stuff. And then I haven't done like anything related to Bhangra at all until I joined the team, went to the GIM. Like, I have never.
Yeah.
And I think it just goes to show it's something that like anybody can really learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you have rhythm, like, you can do it. So yeah, don't get discouraged, because there's people that have no dance experience and a lot of dance experience on the team, so you should come try out.
Yeah. We all look great, so
we all look amazing.
So how has joining Bhangra as an organization on campus helped you like fit in with the community, find friends?
I have made so many friends since joining this team. And also joining this team like really pushed me into like the ISU community and the Brown community on campus. Like, if I didn't join this team, I don't think I would have been involved in the other dances in Tamasha. I also met Hathi, I met Rhea. Like, I have met, so Rhea and Hathi are like my some of my closest friends. And I've met like other members on the team, like Madhusha, she's also one of my really close friends. And I don't know, like, I just have made so many relationships that are gonna last for a very long time since joining this team.
I think same goes with me. Like, I think definitely I wouldn't have been as close as I have been to some of our older members members also, like Chris, Maima, Tobin, like we really would not have been close to them if it wasn't for Bhangra. And I think it's also like relationships definitely that like last long. Like, you know, we still like, all of us still talk to Chris. He was here for years, so we would still hang out with him. We would talk to him regularly. And also just like meeting so many people. And also like Bhangra itself, because being on eBoard, I feel like I've had so many opportunities to like, you know, for leadership experience and so much of that. So relations and both like growth, like in myself, self-growth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I didn't join any organizations or do Tamasha at all our freshman year. Hate these in my freshman year because it was the COVID year. Mm. So I just wasn't really involved in anything. And until I got pushed by our mutual friend, Hithi and I, Francis Thomas. Shout out to Francis.
Yes.
He was on Bhangra the year that we joined our sophomore year, and he kind of pushed us to try out. And I feel like I would not have met as many people in the Brown community if I didn't join it. And it kind of, for me at least, I was intimidated to join like large communities, and ISU is just such a big community. Mm. And like Bhangra, like there's more than just ISU. Like there's people that are in ISU, PSA, BSA, SPSA, like so many. And I feel like I wouldn't know any of those people as closely if I didn't join this team. So I'm very grateful.
Mm. Going back into Tamasha, when you first joined Bhangra, was it your first time performing like on a big stage?
It wasn't my first time performing on a big stage, but I think this year it meant a lot. I mean, every time I go on the stage, like I do love to perform on stage, but I think this year I was extra nervous because it was like my choreo and like my formations that people were seeing. So I think this year for the first time is really where I felt that nervousness, because I just really wanted, Rhea probably agrees, like we really just wanted people to like it, you know, because we put in so much work.
Which
and
sounds
effort.
So like so cheesy, but I know. You know, we worked so hard. We were, oh man, yeah. We were a wreck. I think I almost like, I was like tearing up after we performed it for the first time during Tamasha. I was just like, I'm so proud of us.
No, like, we both were looking at each other like, I mean, it's a podcast, so you can't see our face. But, literally the relief and also, like, just overwhelmed with so much emotion.
Yeah.
So normally I would say I don't really get nervous performing on a big stage, but this year I really did.
I think since joining Bhangra, it also wasn't my first time because, as I mentioned before, I did Bollywood dance before I came to college. So I did perform for like Arya Dance Academy. So.
Oh my God, I was in that too.
Yeah. And so, but like, I don't know, those performances were just like, cause it was just in front of like family and like parents and stuff. So it didn't feel like as much pressure for me at least. But I think like that experience has helped me with like my stage fright, I guess, because I do still get nervous when I perform, but it isn't as much because I've just grown to love Bhangra so much that I'm excited to perform. Like the second that I feel like I'm getting nervous, it's like none of it matters because in the end, it's all for fun. That's what I've learned.
It's also just like, it's so fun to perform.
People, I think what I appreciate the most and why the reason why I don't feel nervous performing now is because people get so hyped for us when we perform. And it's just like, it's one of the best feelings, like hearing people cheer for you and like certain moments of the choreo when we were making it and we were like, oh, people are gonna love this. And then it shows on the stage when people are cheering at those certain parts.
Like in humor.
Yeah, we're like, oh my God. Like, yeah, no, it's great.
I think that's definitely one of the best parts about like the audience that ISU brings about, like, because some of the other places we've been to, the audience has never like not been anywhere the same, but we see in like the Masha that like the audience gets so hyped for Bhangra. But then also like going back, I think definitely the Masha was my biggest performing at one of the bigger like stages. So it was definitely very like nerve-wracking because my first year, or at least first year, I wasn't even on the stage for too long because I was still like getting to like learn the mix and stuff. But definitely this year it also adds a little bit that our friends and family were there for the first time this year, so of course very exciting, but also a little bit nerve-wracking, you know. So but it was definitely so much fun and so worthwhile seeing all the expressions and like reactions from them.
Yeah, Anderson's a really big stage.
I wanted to add one thing, which was that you were saying how ISU brings such a crowd, like when me and Rhea first get on the stage in our mix, like we really have to listen for like when the beat drops, because if we miss it then we're late and we're the first one, so it's really important to be on time. They were so loud that I literally was like, please, I can't hear the music, I'm gonna miss my cue, like I can't. And it's like, I'm so happy that you're so hype, but oh my God, I was so nervous I was gonna miss the cue.
Yeah,
but that really goes to show like how amazing the choreo is and the performance in total, because like
thank you,
everyone loves it. Next question. So you guys mentioned about going out and traveling and seeing how other teams competed like across from different colleges. How does that or how did it affect your choreography this year for Tamasha?
So we went to PAL last year for the first time, which is an exhibition that Cornell Bhangra puts on. And I think there we saw Boston University Bhangra, First Class Bhangra, and a few other teams I can't really remember right now. But we really got exposed to what real competition choreo looks like. And there were so many formations that they use and it looks so great. And so this year we definitely tried to incorporate that into our mix, like a lot of different formations.
Oh yeah, no, I was taking notes during that. I was taking notes. I was like, oh my god, what are we gonna do next year? Because I feel like last year, since COVID, we like haven't really gotten to that level of competition that we used to be. Because we used to be like a very highly competitive team.
We used to host,
and we used to host big competitions. Like teams from Canada would come
at Binghamton.
Just for our competitions. Mm. Yeah, and so we're slowly trying to build that up, and I feel like last year going to Cornell PAL was like our first major step in doing that, and just being there and being able to see like what the competition is like now firsthand, I feel like that's really helped us improve.
I agree completely.
I agree. And I think going back to like also like, you know, us hosting, that's why we are trying to bring back our like competition on campus. Mm-hmm. So we hosted a competition called Suthi and Dance last year. Oh. But it definitely helps us like, you know, also see like which teams come here and then how their choreos are, and then maybe how we can also take some notes from them, learn from them, and like kind of develop on that.
Cool. Next question. Do you guys dance outside of Bhangra or perform outside of Bhangra?
I think the only thing for me is like the Tamasha dances that we do. Like we have Isu puts up like on also like different types of like there's South Indian, there's Garba, there's
Bollywood,
Moda. There's a lot of different ones. There's freshmen, there's like specifically for freshmen and seniors. It's actually really cute that like when there people are freshmen, like they have to do it, like it's mandatory. And that's how like they meet each other, they get the incentive upon it. But it's really cute. So there was a senior dance this year also, which we like love doing, but basically that's the only dance I do besides.
Yeah, same here. I feel like I haven't had the time to do anything outside of like on campus dance. I think Hithvi and I did the same ones this year at the Masha, except for Garba. I did not do Garba.
I was very involved the last 2 years. Like I was in almost every the Masha dance, maybe besides Moda, that I could be in, because junior year I couldn't be in freshman or senior dance. And then senior year I was in everything besides freshman and Moda. But this year, now that I'm a grad student, life is really real for me right now. That, and also, I mean, like I could have if I wanted to, but I just don't have the time anymore. So this is, and also being captain of a team is a lot.
Like planning and organizing everything and making sure everything goes off without
this itself
hitch.
Is a full-time job. So
where's my money?
That's very understandable.
Just me.
Next question. So being a second, third generation immigrant in America, how does doing and performing cultural dances help you find your identity, or how has it affected your identity while, you know, being in this diverse pot?
So growing up, I did classical Indian dance, Kathak, and that always kept me to my roots. It also, I feel like doing that, I did it like almost every single day after school type beat, and like that really inspired like my love for classical Indian music, which I listen to all the time. And then doing Bhangra, I think like I never grew up listening to Punjabi music. I really only listened to like Gujarati and Bollywood music. But I think like doing Bhangra has introduced me to a whole new culture. It opened up a whole new genre of music for me to enjoy and listen to and appreciate. And I also think doing it educated me a lot about the situation in Punjab, like the cultural tensions that exist. And I think it just like joining Bhangra was just a great exposure to a different culture in India that I wouldn't normally be exposed to.
I think for me personally, I've had the luxury of like having like brown people in my life that have been really nice, because I know other people, like I've heard stories about like how they haven't had good experiences with just like brown people in general, which is kind of sad. I don't know, it just exposed me to more like amazing brown people that I like, I don't know, I made like relations with. And also like going off of Monishka, same thing, like, you know, it definitely opened up a whole new genre of music for me. Like I don't even listen to like anything like crazy when I'm studying, but I find sometimes like, you know, find myself sometimes listening to like Bhangra music while I'm studying, because it's like it's so like hype and it gets me like motivated to like study, you know.
Yeah, I feel like my experience is the same experience as a lot of people, just like growing up in the town that I grew up in, like mostly white. I wasn't as connected with my culture as I think I should have been. I regret it now, but before it was more of just like, oh, I want to fit in with like all the white people that are in my town, in my school. And so I didn't really know that much about about my culture, you know, like even with like the holidays that we celebrate, like Diwali and everything, like I would just show up and then I would do it and then I would leave after that. You know what I mean? Like I didn't truly appreciate any of that. So I feel like now I've learned like the exponential growth that I've had, just like learning about my culture, being in college and Bhangra being like that thing that kind of like pushed me to learn everything. I'm really grateful for that because I mean, as Monishka was saying, like I've been, and Hithi also, I've been exposed to a whole new genre of music, first of all. I've, you know, learned more about Punjabi culture and the politics, everything that's going on, but it's also made me appreciate my own culture more because my family, we're not Punjabi. I'm from Maharashtra, my family, and so like I listen predominantly to like Hindi music, Bollywood music, and I didn't used to listen to it as much in the past, but like now I've grown to like appreciate it more, appreciate the movies more, you know, the holidays, the culture. I'm learning things every day while I'm here, and I feel like being on Bhangra has kind of pushed me to do all of that.
I heavy on the I learn new things about like different cultures every day while I'm here, because even on the Bhangra team there's so many different types of people on the team. There's Gujarati people, South Indian people, Arab people, like we have so many, like such a diverse group of people that are on our team. And so I just, even every practice, like Adel will bring in food, like you know, like I don't know, like we play music, like whatever it is, there's just so much diversity.
Our team are so like, we're so diverse, like all of us. We come from different cultures and different backgrounds, and so I feel like I've definitely learned about like, you know, a little bit of everyone while I'm there.
Oh yeah, like how we were talking about just like learning about different cultures, we definitely learn a lot more about the Punjabi culture, but we also try to like learn more actively by going to like the events that SPSA hosts and stuff like that. Like Punjabi Gala was so much fun, and that our goal is also like as a team, that is to like promote more like, I don't know, just like awareness about the culture and also just like information about the culture that people might not know. So like especially on our social media platforms and stuff, we try to post about like if there's any holidays coming up, if there's any like anything going on, we try to like post about it and try to like let people know, so we learn and then the people like that follow our team also learn more about like the Punjabi culture.
And we're trying to definitely improve every day, just because we are so diverse as a team, we're also representing a dance of Punjabi culture. And you know, it's kind of important for us to also understand and learn more about their culture since we're representing it. So I feel like we're trying as a team to do that more and more.
I feel like we have an obligation to do that because like you said, we're like basically borrowing from their culture, and I think that we really owe it to accurately represent.
So continuing with learning about a new genre of music, I think I've just consumed so much Punjabi music in the past 3 years, and there's this one song particular, it's called Tundruk, and we learned it. It was part of our mix sophomore year, the first year that we joined. And I think it has to be one of the hypest songs I've ever listened to. I kid you not, during finals week of that year, of sophomore year, I was grinding out like a 10-page essay. And listened to that song on repeat from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Like literally, you know how people listen to like Coconut Mall Mario Kart to like get them going for essays? Like that was my Coconut Mall. That song was just amazing. And I feel like since then, especially like being captain this year, like it's forced me to listen to new music because we have to pick out the songs and everything. I remember over the summer and even before that, like every day just like listening to new songs, seeing what I could use. At this point I have like a giant Bhangra playlist on my Spotify of just like not even the songs that we've used, but just songs that I've liked. I've realized I like the music like so much. Definitely grateful for that.
I think something funny and wholesome was also that this was last year, I believe, so when we were prepping for Tamasha, we were, especially me and Rhea, we were like, oh, we're not like, we don't feel ready, but then this was also during finals time, so we were like, what can we do? So as a stress relief but also as practice, we would just start doing Bhangra in the middle of our like study room. And honestly it was such a stress relief but also like such great practice. And that just goes to show that like how much we have, you know, grown to love like Punjabi music and the choreo and like all the dance itself.
Wait, was the study room in like Bartle?
It was in U Club.
Leasing office. Yeah. U Club.
So y'all just like put down your pens and papers, just like got up and started.
Time to do it. Yeah.
It's so funny because we were with our friends and they were like, no way you're doing this. And we were like, we are.
If you put all of us in a room together, that's happening. Like, it's like there's no like way around it.
Shout out to Aiden Lee. That man will literally do Bhangra anywhere. You don't even have to like tell him. You don't even have to ask him. You will blink and there he is doing it.
Reminder, all the guests are 21 and up.
Whenever the three of us are pre-gaming to go out, we will always, without a doubt, Bunger will be happening.
Yeah, no, there have been multiple times, and it's really funny because, like once we get into it, we will dance. We do the choreo of every single mix from every single year. All three of them that we've had so far, we will do it in succession.
Yep.
Like, one always, after the other, always. We will do it.
It's so funny. I just want to shout out Sage Luthra from last year. We were all, pre-gaming at hers last year, and as a bonding, she put up like last year or previous year mixes, and then as we were pre-gaming, she's like, yeah, let's go, you guys are dancing right now. And honestly, so at the moment, it was so fun.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, it was like, why are we doing this? But now that we look back, we were like, those were like a few of the best memories we have.
There's a video of me and Rhea trying to do the mix that Mahima Patel did two years ago.
Memory from 2 years ago.
It is one of the funniest videos because it's like, we're like, we remember like spurts of the choreo.
Oh.
So like, we'll be like in it for like 10 seconds and then we'll be standing there like, what's next?
But then, it's also different like parts that we remember.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'll do it and I'll be standing there being like, what are you doing? Or I'll be doing it and she'll be standing there. It's never cohesive because we remember different parts.
We like couldn't get it together, the both of us. It was oh my God. And then there were parts where like we both would like remember and then all of a sudden you would see us, this is what it is. And it was so funny. It's so good.
Yeah. I think one core I definitely won't forget is Tundruk.
Oh yeah. You can't
the
forget
jump
that.
Squats.
That's crazy.
Mahima Patel, you killed us with that.
Yeah. I think that song maybe had like 16 total of each or something.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
16 squats and jumps.
Oh my God. That's a whole workout.
Yeah.
No, it is.
That song in itself will take... And it was the last song of
the
mix.
And that was the last one that we did.
So, like, you really need to save up your energy. And then, like, the last few steps are literally, like, I think 4 jumps and then 4 squats and then you pose.
To the people on our team this year, if you're complaining about our Chun-Li choreo, we only have 4 jumps. I don't want to hear it.
True.
That's, like, 400 times less compared to...
It was definitely an experience. Especially... Actually being the first year on the team.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I'm just like, okay, now you're gonna do 16 squats and 16 jumps.
Yeah. Oh, the first time she told us that, we were like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Fire choreo though.
Yeah, but now we realize like, you know, that's what the competition level team does. Like they pull out all the stops. So it's like, you know, when we first joined, we were like, oh my God, like this is insane. Like how are we gonna do this? Why are we doing this? But now it's like, it's normal. Like we're supposed to do this, you know?
It's crazy because Rhea was just telling me the other day that like all our team or just like us in general, we get so tired in our 2-hour practices. Whereas like the competition teams, they practice from what, like 7 to 3?
Oh, I saw a TikTok about, 9 p.m. practice to 3 a.m. practice.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? I don't know if this is the same one, but it's a TikTok where it's like, when do you think practice is going to end?
Yes, that one.
And people are like, maybe 2 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you mean maybe 2 a.m.?
I'm hoping 3 a.m. because I have an 8 a.m. or something. And I'm like, how are you?
All nighter, I guess.
Man.
Oh God.
The only time
these big teams are crazy.
Yeah. The only time we were on campus until like, I want to say 2 or 3 was last year doing like our Vardhi, because that's when we like, you know, we were putting on like new stuff because we added a few new components to our Vardhi, like pom-poms, which are just like you put it around your like sleeves. So when you like bop your shoulders, they kind of like jump up and down. And then I don't know what else. I think just like putting the Vardhi on and stuff, we were just like trying to figure out.
It's
so that's
everything
time.
Too.
Yeah.
For context,
everything.
Vardhi is what we wear when we perform, like the traditional outfit.
Yeah. That's the only time I remember we were there until like 2 or 3 a.m. in Anderson Center.
And we weren't even dancing. We were sitting like fixing up our costumes, and we were complaining about that.
Yeah.
Next question: what is a funny memory you guys have from being in Bhangra?
I think definitely when we first joined Bhangra, and this wasn't even so. Basically, I think this was fall. Yeah. So this was when the newbies joined, but this was our first bonding with them. And
this was
junior
year, right?
Our junior year. Yeah. So this was when it was bonding, and then it got like really late. It was like 2 or 3 a.m. And then it was really nice out though, because it was like April or May. And we were like, oh, it's okay. We don't want to Uber or take a bus. We'll just walk home.
Because so we lived on campus at that point. Yeah, and the bonding was at U Club.
At U Club, yeah. So it was only about like a 20, 25 minute walk.
It should have been.
We were like, yeah, or it should have been. And then I was like, yeah, guys, I got it. I'll put my Google Maps on.
Oh, God.
And then I don't know why, for some reason, I thought I put it to campus, but then I put it back to U Club.
She put it, so we walked in a circle for so long.
We literally went. Yeah, I know.
How did Google Maps do that?
I don't even know.
We walked like far enough. It was by the bus stop.
So like, Google Maps was like, oh, recalibrate.
Yeah, recalibrate. Yeah, and we literally walked in a circle. And we were like, this is not it. Because that was also our first time walking back.
Back. Yeah, so we had no idea where we were going. We literally climbed over like two walls, I think. I don't even know where we were going at this point. But yeah, in general, it took like about 2 hours, I want to say, for us to get. No, not 2 hours. Like an hour and a half.
I think an hour and a half.
Yeah. To get home from U Club to campus, which should have been a
25 minute
walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a frog on the road though. I was excited.
But it was very wholesome getting to know our like newbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very one-on-one.
Did they go on that walk with you?
Yes.
Oh, so it was
because
me,
we all
Rhea,
lived on campus.
Yeah. Oh. It was me, Rhea, Lavanya, and
Misha. And Misha and I made the mistake where when you go through like that the backside of campus, instead of going through the road that takes you by Dickinson, which is so much faster, we went the long way where you go behind Mountain View, because Misha and I lived in Hinman at that point. So we were like, we saw the sign and we were like, oh, like Hinman's that way. Like, we're going to go that way. And so it took us even longer to get there, unfortunately. So that's where I saw the frog, though. Nice.
Another funny memory was, this was this year's bonding, right?
With, yes. Okay. Yeah.
What's the game called?
Oh, Poetry for Neanderthals?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I can't even tell you what's, you need to say the premise of the game before I continue.
So
the story.
The idea of the game is that you have a word that, or like a phrase or something that you can only describe with one syllable words, like a Neanderthal. So you can only say multiple one syllable words.
So Gloria had bunny, and instead of like
saying like hop or like small,
I remember how this happened because she kept trying to say egg for Easter egg, and then we all were like bird, it's bird, and then she kept saying not bird, not bird, not bird over and over again, but she was using not bird to describe the word bunny, which is not helpful at all, and it was so funny. We all gave up finally, and then we were like, Gloria, what's the word? And she was like bunny, and
we were
like, what?
To guess that.
Not bird? Like, what do you mean? Oh my God, it was so funny. You probably had to be there, but it was really, really silly.
Gloria is just unintentionally like the comedian of our team.
Yeah, she's so
I love her so much. She's so funny.
The Bunger child.
Yeah.
She's like our little baby.
Yeah.
She's a sophomore, but she's still our little baby.
And there's people that are younger than her on the team, but she's still
our little baby.
Our next and final question, what is one memory that you're going to leave Bangra with?
One thing I think I'm going to leave with is that we put in so much work and effort. We chose the songs, we cut the songs, we made the mix, did the formations, made the choreo, chose the partners, we chose the Jordies, we did everything. And I think just seeing our vision come alive, like during practice, even when we were like teaching the formations and seeing everybody do it, we're like, oh my God, like it's going to look so good. And then like being, and then watching the videos of our performances, like it just, I can't even like describe, this sounds so cheesy, but I actually like, can't even describe like how fulfilling it is to like work so hard on something for so long and then like see this final product and it be what you want it to look like. Like it's just, yeah, I'm always gonna remember that.
Because I feel like especially as like captains, we're definitely more critical of the performance itself. And so I always did this, like for every performance, I was like, oh man, like I could have done this better. I could have done that better. Like it should have been more like this. But then once I see the performance, like a recording or something afterwards, I'm like, this was great. Like, I was just so worried about nothing. It's definitely rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Something I'm going to remember, I feel like just in the position that I am, is just seeing the growth that everyone has had on the team, including myself, Hethvi, Monishka, just like all of us. And I feel like I really realized that by watching the tryout videos and the tryouts of the people, the current new people on the team that I had to hold, and just like watching the growth. And it's also just like, I feel like watching those videos are kind of funny now, And I think everyone's embarrassed of theirs. Everyone's embarrassed of theirs just because, like, Bhangra is not a dance style that most of the people on our team have been exposed to until college. So it's like a whole new dance form that people were learning with, like, not that much that we've really given them as a background. And they kind of had to navigate it themselves for the tryout video. And so we have a Pocono trip as, like, a bonding coming up in 2 weeks. I've kind of been trying to gather everyone's court, like, tryout videos, even including ours, like, every single person, not just the new people, but, like, even the old people. And I just want all of us to watch all of ours just to see, like, how much we've grown. And I feel like it's just, I feel like it's going to be super memorable for me because with those videos and just seeing even the growth with the dance, it also represents just, like, how much I've grown as a person in college. Because, like, I remember, like, what I was going through during the choreo, like, the tryout video, or, like, what I was going through during a specific performance last year, the year before, and even now, like, there were certain things going on in my life that I feel like I'm gonna associate with these times in Bhangra. And I feel like just being able to reflect with those tryout videos is just, it's definitely a memory I'm going to remember.
I think for me, it's, I think I personally think that I definitely wouldn't have gained as much or just, like, I don't know, learned as much about the culture, about the dance, as much if I was just, like, a dance member and not on the e-board. And that solely goes to Nirali Patel, our president from, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because she pushed me to be an intern. She was like, this is, I'm extending the deadline for you. So you have to submit the LOI. So I submitted it. And then because I was an intern, then I kept, like, going up the e-board position. And now I'm here as a president. So it was just, like, it's crazy seeing the whole journey, and then especially one memorable memory is definitely last year, so we think in dance. It was utter chaos. It was just so many, like, so much time, so much, like, just everything went into it. And it was, like, literally the, like, a couple days before, we were like, should we cancel it? Because it was just crazy.
The most stressful phone call I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, but just seeing, like, the event, like, you know, play itself out, and then everyone just being, like, the audience was amazing, the performers were amazing, and just everything worked out so amazing. So, like, I could, like, that was the moment I was like, wow, like, I'm so happy to be on, like, the e-board for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think one thing I want to go off what Rhea was saying before, how she associates, like, times in her life with things that have been happening in Bhangra. I feel like that just really goes to show, like, how big of, like, a part of our lives it is, because it really is, like, a part of our routine. You know, every week we have practice, and it's, like, it's just such an integral part of our lives that we're able to, like, associate it with different moments like that and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Aww, Hetz.
Aww.
Hetz is crying for reference.
Aww. Do you need tissues?
Ooh, it's Bhangra.
Wait, stop. My nose are cracked too.
It's okay, thank you.
No, I was thinking about this, like, when we perform at MODA, like, that's
the last one.
That's gonna be so hard.
I know.
Like, even, I don't know, like, I thought I was gonna cry after we finished the Masha. I didn't.
I did. I don't know why, but I did. I literally hyperventilated.
And I think
I was, like, rushing to get off stage, but I was also crying, and I was like,
I think the reason I didn't was because I knew how much work Pao was gonna be.
Oh.
And I think,
like,
and I knew that's what I was saying. I was like, this part of it, it's not over, but this, like, it really is gonna feel like it's over. I don't even know, like,
I know. I feel like I don't even know if I'm gonna start crying after MODA. I think, and this is what happened last year for the seniors, we were giving them their stoles as, like, a senior gift, and I really didn't, like, think about how much, like, Bhangra was gonna be over for them until I was giving them the stoles, and I just bursted out crying, like, giving it to them. It was like, oh man, and I feel like that's what's gonna happen to me this time too.
Yeah, and I think the Pocono trip is gonna be hard.
Oh, no, that's gonna be really hard.
Yeah.
I think, like, I'm already struggling right now to think about how, because dance is such a huge part of my life. I've been dancing my whole life, and it's been a part of my weekly routine since I was 3 years old, and, like, to not have that anymore is a really scary thought, because I love to dance, and I love to perform, and, like, I'm already looking up, like, classes on Long Island, Bhangra classes on Long Island near me. Like, it's so, yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, it's also just, like, I don't know, as seniors too, and, like, as you, with you graduating with your master's as well, like, it's just, like, it's not just representing, like, us being done with Bhangra, but just, like, us being done with school and, like, all the friends that we've made here and just, like, not seeing them as often and just, like, oh, it's gonna be an emotional roller coaster once we get there.
Yeah.
Oh. For sure. Wow. I'm so sad right now.
Oh, I know. But I'm just so grateful to have joined this team.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best decisions I've made being here.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel so, like, once I joined this team, like, I just felt so valued as a dancer, and I felt like I finally was able to, like, I don't know, like, the people around me were able to see that she's good. They put me in the front, whatever it is. Like, not that means you're a bad dancer if you're not in the front, but I don't know. Like, I just felt appreciated once I joined this team. Yeah,
I think the relations definitely we've made in the past, but also now, and I know, like, the team next year is going to be just so amazing, and I can't wait to, like, come back, because I do want to come back for, like, Tamasha or something, because it makes me so happy, like, seeing, like, Chris came up for Tamasha this year, and then Tobin was there at PAL, and then it makes me so happy see, like, you know, older people come up, because, you know, you have had a connection with them for so long, so then I can't wait to do that next year, but also, like, obviously it's so sad because it's such a great team and, like, a great group of people.
Yeah, it's very validating seeing, like, the past members come up
see
you. I was just so, so happy seeing Chris and Tobin watching our performances. And I know that they're really proud of what we've done. And it just feels so good to hear that and to see them.
Even, like, Tobin at PAL, like, was, like, I remember him saying this. He was, like, you guys took what we had last year, and it's, like, on an even better level this year. Like, everything is, like, I don't know. Like, I just, that has sat with me for a very long time.
Yeah, because that was our goal, too. Yeah. So it felt very validating to be seen, especially from him. He's such an amazing Bhangra dancer. And he had so many good ideas last year, and he was just an amazing captain. So just, like, hearing that from him was just, it was great.
We talk about it to this day that, like, Bhangra was his baby. And they took him, you know?
we raised her.
Yeah.
She's 2 years old now. Let's end. I know I said that was the last question, but let's end on a little more of a hopeful note. To anyone out there in the Binghamton community who might even have the tiniest thought of joining Bhangra, what would you say to them?
Do it!
Do it!
Yeah. Do it!
You'll have so much fun, and we are so, you heard about how an amazing experience we had, and that could be you, so you should join it.
Even if you have had no experience, join it.
Today's date, April 10th, we have tryouts tonight, we have tryouts tomorrow night, we will have tryouts next semester with a new e-board, so yeah, keep a lookout.
Shameless plug.
Our Instagram is Binghamton Bhangra.
Should follow.
@Binghamton Bhangra.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today on another episode of Inside Outlook. And I hope you got something out of this podcast. Say bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.